the Saturday Light Brigade. I've been looking forward to this for a while. We have a couple special guests here to talk about, without a doubt, one of my favorite things. It's time for the Empty Bowls dinner. I've got one. There's another one here. They're beautiful, too. This one was made by Anne. This one was made by Anne. Now, if this one says Anne, I'm going to go buy a lottery ticket. Uh-oh. Here's another one. That one's not made by Anne. Ken Regal and Lisa Scales are here, respectively, from Just Harvest and Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Hello.
Good morning.
And let me make, I can tell I need to make a few adjustments to your mics. That undoubtedly is going to be a little better, I think. Hello.
Good morning again.
Good morning, Larry.
Isn't that better? We can actually hear you now. Welcome. And Lisa is the executive director of Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. Just Harvest's executive director is Ken Regal. And a week from tomorrow, starting at 2 o'clock at Road of Shalom Congregation in Oakland, is the 20th Empty Bowls Dinner. One of the best designed events that I can imagine, because we got these people making bowls. Not just Anne, but lots and lots and lots,
lots
of people.
Lots of people making bowls.
And the people bring these beautiful bowls. They're decorative. This one happens to be glazed. There are some that are a little more earth-looking. I'm holding this green one that could be, you know, mine generally become interesting ways to feed the cat or places to put knickknacks and change, but the bowls are absolutely gorgeous, and they're made by students and artists. We'll talk more about that in a moment. But then after you get, you come and you get a bowl, and then you do something that a lot of people do either daily or maybe just occasionally, and that's wait in line for some soup and bread. In this case, made by some of the community's greatest restaurateurs and chefs, and served by volunteers. And as a result, you end up learning about the experience of hunger and what it's like. And what's nice is the artists and students that make the bowls get to participate. The chefs get to provide help, and the bakers, the people serving the soup and the meals, get to volunteer to help fight hunger in our region. And you play a role, too, by coming and paying to be part of this group, raising cash for both organizations. But, you know, it's a pretty good investment, because not only are you helping other people, but you'll get a beautiful work of art. And you'll also get a great meal, too. Lisa, tell me more about your involvement with Empty Bowls and the food bank. I shouldn't be doing all the talking here.
Well, that was a great introduction about the community engagement opportunity that this event provides us. And it is a great way to engage the community, whether it's elementary school students making bowls or local potters. It's also a great opportunity for some of our local corporations to participate through volunteering, through serving the soup. It's one of my favorite events, and I've been involved actually since the very beginning. And I was at the bowl table in the first year, and we were putting out the bowls. We were in a church basement. And it was 5 to 4, and the doors that year were opening at 4 o'clock. And I wondered, you know, what kind of a crowd we'll get. This is our first time doing it. And I was working at Just Harvest at the time. And I looked up and down the hallway, and there was a line out the door. And so from day one, I knew that this was going to be a great event. A great event not only to engage the community, but also a great opportunity to raise awareness about the important issue of hunger in our community.
One other brilliant aspect of it is Lisa is with Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And as I, at least from my perspective, like to point out, they're dealing most strongly with those who are impacted by hunger and trying to provide a safety net for them and food through efficient and cost-effective distribution of food throughout the region, and nationally known for doing that too. Meanwhile, how come we have so many hungry people? Well, while Lisa's organization is concerned about that and gets involved in that, that's where Ken Regal and Just Harvest come in, because they're working at the policy end of things to try to advocate. Not to put Lisa out of business. Well, actually, I think both of you would probably love to retire without having needs for your organizations, perhaps. I don't know if that will come in our lifetime.
Yes, that would be a great thing, to not have to have anti-hunger organizations, actually to have more than one in the same community, right? It would be a great thing. It doesn't seem particularly likely. We've got 160,000 people in Allegheny County who are on food stamps right now, and Congress is talking about cutting food stamps hugely, even more than they cut it last year. And last year was pretty bad. So we can reduce the help we provide, or we can reduce the problem. And we think it would be much better for us to focus on reducing the problem. So at Just Harvest, we are working every day to strengthen programs like food stamps and school meals and the summer food program. We're working to make sure that people understand that hunger is beyond the scope of what we can solve just with a charitable response. And the Empty Bowls Dinner is one of the opportunities for us to not only raise substantial money, and the event has raised about $500,000 over its 19
wow.
years, but it's also an opportunity for the thousands of people that come to the event to learn what it's like to be hungry for half an hour, and to understand that the depth of the hunger problem is an everyday problem that people face in our community and around our country that needs to be solved at its roots. It's not something that we as a community should tolerate.
Earlier this year, we had an event for one of our oral history celebrations, and we had a lot of leftover food. And it's not always easy to find a home for food from an event like that, because it's not packaged. And we were very fortunate to be able to work with Light of Life Mission here on the north side, who was able to take food. And Ricky and I ended up taking it over. And I had a chance to talk with a lot of the men there, Bobby also, who was the supervisor that night. And if you don't already know, the men and women and children who are hungry are people who are hungry through no fault of their own. These are people who have had things happen, including veterans and executives and people who you just wouldn't expect to be hungry.
That's right, Larry. And we're finding people in line at our food pantries who never in a million years thought they would need food assistance. And over a third of the households we serve have somebody who's working, often full-time, one or two jobs, piecing together jobs, just so they can pay the rent, pay the utilities, put food on the table for their families. And they're really struggling, and they're trying as hard as they can to support themselves and their families. And they find themselves in need because those who are working are often earning low wages. So we continue to look at other solutions. What more can we do to help stabilize families?
One of the things that the food bank has done, too, is really streamline the way that food is gathered and delivered. And you may never have thought about this before, but perhaps you have a local pantry in your neighborhood or a place to go and get food. Well, what would it be like if every pantry were working with Giant Eagle, or if every pantry were trying to come up with a program for restaurants to donate extra food? That would be difficult. You'd have hundreds of independent relations and perhaps corporations that wouldn't be as likely, just not because of a cold-hearted situation, but it's just too many relationships to maintain. You've really been able at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank to try to organize this whole effort, right?
That's right. We're the main warehouse that collects the food, and then we are charged with the equitable distribution throughout our region, actually throughout 11 counties in southwestern Pennsylvania. And so we're able to distribute more than 26 million pounds of food in a year. And the good news is that 6 million pounds are fresh produce, so we're focusing more and more on the most nutritious food. But for us, it's more than food, and Ken talked about, you know, we talked about let's shorten the lines. Let's not just try to maintain and provide food. Let's do more to shorten the line. And so we've layered on top of some of our large food distributions in the community resource fairs. So when people come for food, they may also sign up for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. They may have their blood pressure taken. They may talk to someone about financial literacy, job training opportunities. So there's much more work to be done to address this very complex issue of hunger in our region.
Ken, some of the things you've been working on at Just Harvest, anything new?
So one of the things that's new is the Fresh Access program, which will be starting up again in May. Fresh Access makes it possible for people to use their food stamps at local farmers markets. People listening to your show might not know that about 8 or 10 years ago, food stamps were changed from being paper, more or less like money, to being like a debit card. And if you're at a farmer's market and the farmer's there with an apron for making change, a debit card doesn't get you real far. So last year, in 2013, Just Harvest kicked off a program here in Pittsburgh that enables people to transact electronically at farmers markets. You come to the Just Harvest Fresh Access kiosk, purchase tokens with your credit card or debit card or food stamp card, and then use the tokens like money with the farmers, and then we reimburse the farmers for the value of the tokens that they turn in.
Now, are those volunteers at the kiosks? Or
It's a combination of Just Harvest staff and volunteers. We're now at 9 different farmers markets in and around Pittsburgh, hoping to make that 10 or 11 this coming spring. We're working on those plans right now. Last year, $100,000 was spent electronically at farmers markets, and that's a win-win for consumers, whether they're folks struggling to make ends meet on food stamps or whether they're folks who need the convenience of using a debit or credit card. It's a win-win because it works for farmers. It's $100,000 more in the local economy helping local farmers make ends meet. It's better for the neighborhoods that host those farmers markets. It's better for us as citizens to know that money is being spent well and wisely. So we've done that. Just Harvest is right now in the middle of our annual service providing free tax assistance, income tax preparation assistance to low-income families, because it turns out that one of the most important parts of the safety net for low-income people is the earned income tax credit, which comes as part of doing your tax return. We've already helped over 1,000 families share more than $4 million in tax refunds without having to leave some of that money behind at the the store, the corner place that will do your taxes for a fee. So it's all part of making sure that the safety net really works for people. If you think about the image of being in a town where a lot of people fall off the cliff at the edge of town, you can run an ambulance service at the bottom of the cliff, or you can build a fence at the top of the cliff, and that's what we're trying to do.
And it's important, if you would like to get involved with Just Harvest, whether it be as a volunteer or perhaps you don't know if you qualify for food stamps, which you should find out because this is something that is a part of what's here for you. I think Just Harvest can help you with that. And also, I know I say this every year, you know, I seem to get further and further removed from the ability to do our taxes. It seems to get more complicated every year. I was able to, you know, get through them, although I haven't done my state taxes yet. Just Harvest can help you do that and potentially also find these tax credits. How can people get in touch?
So people can call us directly at 412-431-8960. They can find us on the web at justharvest.org. If you're interested in making an appointment to get your taxes done, you can call the United Way's service at 211, and they'll do all of the scheduling and screening to make sure that you're eligible for that service, not only at Just Harvest, but also for about a dozen different organizations that also provide that service around the region. We, as you mentioned, can help you apply for food stamps. We help about 1,000 families every year with that application process and helping them navigate through the bureaucracy of dealing with the Pennsylvania Department of Human Services that handles those applications. So give us a call and we'll be happy to screen you for eligibility and help you with the application process.
Think about if you know somebody, too, that you could help do this for, because it may take a little pushing on your part. Meanwhile, Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, if you're a restaurant, perhaps you just know of a place. I mentioned before I saw Lisa nodding her head as soon as I said Light of Life. Light of Life, I did not know until I started making calls that night trying to say, who can I get this food to? Who can I? And I got lucky with Light of Life. Probably if I had called you, you would have immediately been able to tell me what Light of Life typically can take food. That's who you should call. So there's one good reason to get in touch with Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank that you may not have thought of.
That's right. They're our go-to agency on the weekends or in the evenings if there's food left over at an event. They're able to come and pick that up and make sure that that food gets to people in need.
Now, the Empty Bowls Dinner, gosh, we just have a couple seconds. But hang, I'd like to talk to you a little bit past 9 o'clock our time, too. The Empty Bowls Dinner, we have to take a station break in a second. The Empty Bowls Dinner, a week from tomorrow, 2 to 6 o'clock, a benefit for both of these organizations, Just Harvest and Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And you can attend. It's just pop in, grab a bowl, eat some soup, eat or drink soup. I guess you eat it. Have some bread. Ricky and I will be there to welcome you. And let's talk in a couple, just a teeny bit more. I wanted to take a moment and introduce you, if you haven't met them, to Lisa Scales and Ken Regal, who are here from Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank and Just Harvest. We were talking together in our last hour, and if you're just joining us, I just wanted to be sure we talked again about this weekend's event. It's the Empty Bowls Dinner, and it's just an amazing thing. You come in, and you probably will wait in line, although the event is from 2 until 6 on March 29th, Sunday. A lot of people show up right at 2 o'clock, right? And you can pick a bowl. Who are some of the students that have made these bowls?
So we've got bowls this year from 27 local schools, from the elementary school level up to college. We've got bowls from four different community arts centers.
This is a pretty one.
We've got bowls from 20 individual artists and craftspeople, and we've got bowls from three other groups that you couldn't even categorize as a school or a business or an individual.
Hello.
And yes, some of them resonate really well.
I like that one. Hello.
I like these.
So we brought a bunch of bowls to the studio this morning. Several of these by Anne were actually made by the local founder of the Empty Bowls Dinner, our planning committee chairperson for all of the 20 years that Empty Bowls has been happening, Anne Roth. And a big shout out to her for
all of the million ways
that she's helped out.
Hello, Anne.
Oh, Ricky, can I take my wedding ring off for a minute? Oh, thank you. This is fun. I like these. I want to hear what this one sounds like. So those are where the bowls came from. What about the rest of the soup restaurants?
Oh, we have soup from many of the restaurants throughout Pittsburgh.
Can you hold on? I want to hear my ring in the bowl. Soup from many restaurants.
Right, from family restaurants such as Eaton Park to really restaurants throughout the city. We're very fortunate to have hundreds of restaurants participating and providing soup. And this year we're very excited that Bill Fuller, executive chef for Big Burrito, is preparing a special 20th anniversary soup. And Larry, you might know this soup. It is Stone Soup.
Oh,
and
nice.
He is going to provide recipes for his special 20th anniversary soup to all attendees of the event.
That's a great story, a great bit of folklore, and it's terrific. I would imagine bread is from Breadworks.
Bread is from Breadworks. When you get to the front of the soup line, you'll be served by a variety of local celebrities from media and politics and education. We've got the mayor is going to be joining us. The president of Carleton University, Dr. Suzanne Mellon, is going to be serving soup. Several folks from local TV stations. We're just very excited. It's going to be a wonderful event. We expect somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 people. So log on to one of our websites and buy your ticket today.
Absolutely. And new this year, the Children's Museum will be on hand with activities for kids and old this year. I'll be there to say hello to you. It's one of the highlights of the year for me. So Rick and I will look forward to seeing you for some. It's almost like an annual reunion where we get to see folks. And
we went back and checked our old flyers and newsletters, and it's the 20th annual Empty Bowls Dinner. We think it's the 17th annual one with Larry Berger as MC.
Yeah, I was thinking the first one I did, I was thinking it was all 20, but the first one I did was in Reisenstein Middle School, which I'm fairly sure the first couple were not held there, right?
That's right.
But wow, that's
17 years, Larry.
That's a long time, but it's okay. We had our
so thanks.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for hosting us.
It's a pleasure. And you know, we had our 37th birthday at SLB this week on March 18th. At 1978, we started, and for the fun of it, I decided to post a few quirky pictures that go back. Over the years, and I couldn't believe how many comments we had on those, and including some high school classmates who finally recognized me. things change quite a bit. Well, again, it's justharvest.org for more information about the great work that Just Harvest does. And for the food bank, it's pittsburghfoodbank.org, right?
That's correct.
Lisa Scales and Ken Regal from those organizations, the Food Bank and Just Harvest, respectively, thank you for being here. And I hope I'll see you between 2 and 6. Not them. I know I'll see them. I mean you here at Road of Shalom Congregation in Oakland here in the Pittsburgh area. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Larry.
You.